There's a birthday celebration tonight at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C. Benny Goldson is turning 80 years old. Benny Goldson played the saxophone with Dizzy Gillespie's band in the 1950s, also played alongside Lionel Hampton and Johnny Hodges. He was co-leader of the famous jazz tet with trumpeter Art Farmer in the early 60s. As a composer, he's written some of the most memorable melodies in jazz, including I Remember Clifford, Whisper Not, and this one, Killer Joe. In a busy and varied career, Benny Goldson's also written scores for TV shows, including Mission Impossible, MASH, The Cosby Show. He was immortalized in The Terminal when that hapless traveler played by Tom Hanks is finally released from airport purgatory and takes a cab straight to a club to meet his idol, Benny Goldson.
You are Benny Goldson.
Yes, I am. Yeah.
Benny Goldson, I am Viktor Navorsky. I am from Krakowia. My father, Dmitry Senov Navorsky, was a great fan of your music.
Oh, jazz fan, fantastic.
Yes. Sign your name, please.
Oh, well, I tell you, can I do it a little later? We have to get started now. Just a minute.
Oh, I will wait.
Okay.
Benny Goldson just released a new CD on Concord Jazz. It's called New Time, New Tet. Benny Goldson joins us in our studio. What a pleasure to meet you. Thanks so much.
Pleasure to meet you. I've heard a lot about you.
Well, I think it's safe to say I've heard more about you. You're Benny Goldson, after all.
I'm seeing and hearing close up now for the first time.
Well, it's a real pleasure to meet you, Benny. And tell us, if you can, about this new CD, New Time, New Tet. The title means?
Well, it's a resurrection of the old jazz tet. See, when we had the group together, it was a jazz tet, but we used to refer to it as the tet. Mm-hmm. What time does the tet hit? When is the tet's next gig? Just cutting everything short. Mm-hmm. And I think they drew upon that. With the resurrection and its news, we have some new members. Of course, my partner, Art Farmer, passed on a little while ago. And all new musicians. I'm the only one from the past. Mm-hmm. And we've got a new approach to what we're doing now. We didn't only draw upon the jazz things, but we went into the realm of some of the classics like Chopin and Giuseppe Verdi with a new approach to it.
We've been talking about some of the classical some of the classical arrangements and classical compositions that you have in the CD. Let's listen, if we can, to some Chopin in its original form on the piano, and then we'll see how that makes the transition into your arrangement.
Interesting. Yes.
Now that's the Chopin waltz that's often known as the farewell waltz, l'adieu.
L'adieu, yeah.
And here's your version, which you call l'adieu.
I started out as a piano student when I was 9, and he was one of my favorites. And what I wanted to do is transfer the sound from the piano to the trumpet, but you notice as he's playing, there is a piano accompanying him. Just the two in the beginning.
Oh.
Later the horns join. Then it becomes something from the 21st century.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Eddie Henderson on trumpet.
Eddie Henderson. He's a doctor. I don't know if you know that.
I did not know that. Medical doctor or no? Doctor?
He was a psychiatrist. He had a practice in San Francisco for 10 years. And the music, the trumpet, won out. And he was also an ice skater. He was in Ice Capades.
No, I didn't know that about Eddie Henderson. He was in the Ice Capades?
Yes.
That, in and of itself, an ice skating psychiatrist is is pretty unexpected, but that he becomes a great trumpeter.
What an aberration. Yeah, that's him, Dr. Eddie Henderson.
How did you find, you grew up in Philadelphia, right?
Yes.
How did you find the saxophone, or how did the saxophone find you?
Well, as I said, I started out as a piano student, and I went at it assiduously. I mean, I fancied that I wanted to be a concert pianist, and that got a few chuckles in the ghetto, you know. Everybody's playing the blues, and I'm talking about Chopin. But when I reached the age of 14, I went to the theater downtown Philadelphia to see Lionel Hampton. Everybody was saying at high school how great this band was. I'd never seen a live band before, and I was mesmerized. And this saxophone stood up from the section, came out to the edge of the stage, and lo and behold, right from the floor, this microphone came up out of the floor, and he started to play. And that's when the piano paled. Arnett Cobb was a fellow that was playing that saxophone. Many years later, I told him that I play the saxophone because of him. Ooh. He was so impressed, I saw a tear in his eye.
Oh, God. Yeah. Well, of course. Now, do I get this right? Growing up in Philadelphia, you knew the great John Coltrane and Jimmy Heath?
Oh, John and I were like blood brothers, I mean. I was 16 when I met him. He was 18. And we spent our time in my living room listening to lots of 78 records, trying to figure out what was going on. And we had a beat-up piano in the corner, and I'd play after fashion while he played. And he played worse than I did for me. We really annoyed the neighbors. We were on the front room, and it was summertime.
Now, see, this is hilarious. You annoyed the neighbors, but I wonder what the neighbors would think if, you know, Benny Golson and John Coltrane played
next door. We knew we were getting better. My mother would go to the market, and after a few months, we were getting requests. Do they know Body and Soul? Do they know Don't Blame Me? So we knew we were progressing, see.
And what's the performing life for you now?
The performing life, let me start by saying this. One night at the club, one of the audience came up and he asked, are you going to play a particular song? I said, oh, yes, we'll play it. And then he asked, what solo will you play? And I said, I don't know. And he was taken aback. You don't know? As though I was disorganized. I said, no, jazz is about improvisation. Metaphorically, it's like going to the same forest all the time, but to different trees. That's what happens with music. The moment. Improvisation.
This CD also has one of your most famous tunes, sung here by Al Jarreau.
Oh, yes.
Whisper Not. Let's take a listen.
Sing low, sing clean, sweet words in my ear, not a whisper of despair, but love's own prayer. Sing on.
Now, of course, Ella Fitzgerald, Anita O'Day, Mel Torme, among the vocalists who've sung, this is considered one of the great jazz standards.
You're au courant. Not everybody knows that.
Oh, well, I have the advantage of producers who make me au courant. Problem is, you can't bring them around in your personal life, so I'm often stumped in my personal life.
Oh, great.
Do I have this right? This song began as an instrumental?
Oh, yes, definitely. Leonard Feather, who was he's passed on now, was a jazz critic.
Yeah.
He wrote them without my knowledge and sent them to me one day and told me, what do you think of this? Sounded pretty good.
So now we'll be on key constantly. Love will whisper on each other. Do you see what I mean?
Whisper Not, I gather, is the title of your forthcoming autobiography.
Yes, it's coming. Problem is, the publisher wants no more than 300 pages.
Mm-hmm.
I have well over 1,000, so...
Oh, my word.
Trying to boil it down.
Well, you have a rich life.
Yeah.
Is it a time in your life when you ask what you hope people take from your music?
I hope they have privy to look into the deepest grotto of my heart's core to understand what I'm about musically. And maybe they'll understand that what they hear is a reflection of my inner parts, my thinking, my curiosity, my imagination, and creative ability.
Benny, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And happy birthday.
Thank you so much.
Composer and saxophonist Benny Goldson, he will be celebrated at the Kennedy Center tonight for his 80th birthday, which is actually tomorrow. New Time, New Ted is on the Concord Jazz label. And once again, happy birthday.
Thank you.
And you can hear full audio cuts from Benny Goldson's new album, really worth doing, too, on our website, nprmusic.org. And this is Weekend Edition, directed by Ned Wharton, who has almost the same birthday as Benny Goldson, and produced by Peter Breslow, Justine Kennan, Veronica Miller, Thomas Pierce, David Nagaris. I beg your pardon, Eloise Quintanilla, Jason Sparks, and Katie Darumple. Our technical director is Burke Hunn, so ably assisted by Kevin Waite. Our librarians are Key Molesky and Mary Glendinning. And we send our love and condolences out to Key and her family this morning as she says goodbye to her mother. Our senior editor is Jenny Bergel, and the senior producer of Weekend Edition is Devar Iran Ardalan. I'm Scott Simons.